Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give double honor to our pastor, Mr. Spellman. We give double honor to Mother Spellman. We just thank God for being here. We thank God for the choir on today. Amen. The song that the choir is going to render is My Relationship. A lot of times we have relationships with our friends, with our family members, but nothing can amount to the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ himself. So the song says, my relationship, it means more than all the world to me. My relationship, it means more than all the world to me. The relationship that I have gives me peace. It gives me joy. It gives me happiness. Because my relationship with Jesus, it means more than all the world to me. Pray for us in Jesus' name.
He gives me joy like I never knew before. He gives me hope so I adore. He gives me peace within my soul. He gives me joy like I never knew before. He gives me peace, peace within my soul. He gives me peace, peace within my soul. Save your soul. He's the only one that can make you whole. He's the only one that can touch you. My relationship. Just me and you, Jesus. Just me and you, Jesus. Can't nobody bless me like you. Can't nobody touch me like you. Can't nobody feel me like you. Can't nobody heal me like you. Just me and you, Jesus. Just me and you, Jesus. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. It means all the world to me. It means all the world to me. Just me and Jesus. My relationship. It means all the world to me. When I go to my secret closet, can't find nobody but Jesus. I begin to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. I need you right now. I can't make it without you, Lord. I can't see without you, Lord. Just me and Jesus. He began to say, we've been made and do it for a night. But your joy is coming in the morning. Your joy is coming in the morning. Your joy is coming in the morning. All you gotta do is believe, and all you gotta do is believe. Just me and Jesus. Just me and Jesus. Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. Means all the world to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put those hands together and praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, hallelujah. Praise Him, 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 praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you've got that relationship, if you've got that relationship, it ought to be easy to praise Him. It ought to be easy to clap your hands. It ought to be easy to pat your feet. If you got a relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead and lift them up. We got time to praise them just for a moment. Just for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hi. For He's worthy. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Woo! High of a sigh. He's worthy. Woo! Relationship. Higher. See, we still feeling an overflow from this morning. I think you still feeling an overflow. I think you still feel the anointing. The effects of the word from this morning, saying it won't last always. Come on and give Him a praise. Hallelujah. From the depths of your soul, from the bottom of your heart. Come on, just lift them up. Just for a moment. Just for a moment. Oh, He's worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Woo! you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 See, this is the atmosphere where a miracle can be done. You already heard it in Sunday school. You already heard it in the morning service. This is the atmosphere where God can perform wonders. I believe everybody's already on one accord. I believe everybody is already feeling the anointing. I believe everybody's already encouraged. So now, hallelujah, while the water is troubled, why don't you get your blessing? Why don't you go ahead and bless him? Why don't you go ahead and thank him for what he's going to do? Why don't you give him the praise? Hallelujah! Oh! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fire my side. Fire! Woo! Fire! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to keep the praise going because I don't know what God wants to do. But everybody know that God is in control. I was talking to my brother over here, and I was talking to his twin brother saying, as he was delivering the word on today, this has never happened to me where every scripture that the man of God was speaking, God gave it to me in my notebook. I said, oh Lord, he's going to Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11 telling you, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They're not evil, hallelujah. They're good thoughts. Then he went over to Luke. Then he went over to Romans 8 and 28. And we know that all things work together for the good. To them that love him, if you love him, say, Lord, I love you. Say, Lord, I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Then he talked about the pastor. He said how that the pastor had been diagnosed, and they said that they wanted to operate. He said the exact words that God spoke in my spirit. Hallelujah. That did God say it? God didn't say so. So when I was reading Jeremiah 28 on last night, it talked about some false prophets. People that come to discourage you. People that speak things over your life that God never said to you. They told you you weren't going to be nobody. They told you you weren't going to ever succeed. They said you weren't going to make it. But because of a relationship... on today, somebody could say, I never would have made it. Somebody could say, I never could have made it. But on today, I'm stronger. Woo. Woo. The word already came. I'm just coming on just to pick up where he left off. But today, you're stronger. Somebody say, I'm stronger. Get it in your spirit. Say, I'm stronger. Way down on the inside. Say, I'm stronger. I don't fall for anything now. Every temptation that it comes my way, I just don't lay down and yield to it. Because today, I am stronger. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say, thank you for the strength. Say, thank you for the strength. Woo. Give God some praise. Woo. I'm wiser. Won't do what I used to do. And that just makes me a better person, hallelujah. Able to go out and be a witness. Able to go out and be a light. So now when I look at the word of God saying, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, they are thoughts of peace. They are not of evil, but to give you an expected end. I'm just expecting some things from God. I'm expecting the things to be promised for them to come to pass. I'm expecting to go up to glory and see some streets paved with gold. I'm expected to inhabit in a mansion. I'm expected to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Can somebody say thank you? Thank you. Hallelujah, just bear with me. And so we see that God has said some things, and he said that there's an expected end. But before that came, when we look in chapter 28, verse 5, it says,
Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto Hananiah, who was a false prophet, he said, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord, he tried to say, nevertheless, hear thou this word that I speak in thine ears and in the ears of the people. We go down to verse 13. It said, go and tell Hananiah, after he lied to the people of God, ain't that what Satan do to you today? Don't he try to discourage you? Don't he try to make you heavy laden and burdened down? Don't he make you feel like you ain't got no praise? You ain't got no reason to testify. God ain't going to deliver you from this illness, nor from this ailment. He's trying to say the victory ain't going to come. But when we look at the word of God, Hananiah was a false prophet. And it says, go and tell Hananiah, and saying, thus saith the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of the wood. But thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. Because the people believe them, they begin to get worried. But that's why we ought to follow the man of God and know who's in the truth. Know who's speaking the true word of God. Examine yourself and examine the man and see if it line up with the word of God. And you know we have a man of God when he preach, it's going to line up with the word of God. And so as they were disobedient and followed after this prophet, Jeremiah had to come up and clean up the mess. And he said, then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah, the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, the Lord hath not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Say, devil, I won't believe your lies. No more. Devil, I won't be discouraged. Some folk don't believe it, so I want to hear you say it, declare it. Like a declaration, a sound declaration. Tell the enemy of your soul, devil, I won't believe your lies anymore. Satan, I won't be discouraged no more. So as we looked at this, we go on to chapter 29. This is why the scripture can do something for you. When you get to chapter 29, it said, but for 70 years, yes, you were in that state. Because you know your body's ailing, and you see the affliction, and you know it's true that you may be ill. You see that your finances are not the way they want you, the way you want them to be. So you realize that, yes, the situation does exist. So for 70 years, they were in that state. And he said, I will visit you, and then when I come, I want to perform a work. Hallelujah. So God is a keeper of his word. He wants to do some things for his people. He wants his people to be encouraged. He wants his people to live a victorious life. So when we go all the way down into Jeremiah, we get to chapter 50, and we see in verse 20, it says, in those days and in that time, saith the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. In the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. For I will pardon, hallelujah. Ain't that what he did for us? He pardoned, hallelujah, all of our transgressions. He washed away all of our sins. He buried us down in a liquid grave. And we rose up, walking in the newness of life. Hallelujah, no longer bound. No more chains holding me. Somebody shout, I'm free. So when we go on, verse 21, it says, a sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. Verse 22. So if you don't have an ear to hear, you're not going to know that we're right in the midst of a war right now. There is a spiritual warfare going on right now. And some folk are asleep in Zion. But the word of God said there is a sound of battle right now. Can you hear the enemy of your soul trying to speak to your spirit right now? As the word is being delivered, he's trying to distract you. As you've been praying and you're fasting, hallelujah, he's saying, how long is God going to come? Is your God going to deliver? Is your God going to make a way? There's a battle going on right now. Verse 25, the Lord hath opened his armory. And I love this, because when God opened his armory, some things have got to happen. When God opened up his armory, the Egyptians were swallowed up in the Red Sea. When God opened up his armies, the mouths of lions, they were stopped. When God opened up his armory, there was a little boy named David that slew the giant with just one stone. When God opened up his armory, hallelujah, whole armies are defeated. The enemy of your soul, hallelujah, he's going to be bound, hallelujah. When God opened up his army, Sodom and Gomorrah burned up with Who shall be against you? When God is for you, the whole world can be against you, but you already got the victory. Hallelujah. So when I saw this thing, I said, God don't fight with guns and Uzis and bombs and knives and sticks and stones. But God opens up an armory. And what we have to do is we have to beseech God to open up his armory on our behalf. When we go to God in prayer and we go to God in fasting, God will open up his armory just for us. So when I look and I look at the patriarchs of faith, in chapter 11 of Hebrews, it says, when God's armory was opened up, that entire kingdoms, they were subdued, that we attained promises, the mouths of lions were stopped, he quenched the violence of fire and escaped the sword, hallelujah. The weak were made strong when God opened up his armory. Somebody asked, how can we take the city? It's not by our strength. It's not by our finite knowledge, but it's with the help of God. Somebody said, he's a very present helper in the time of trouble. Somebody else said, he's a battle axe in the time of battle. Say, Lord, fight for me. Whose side are you leaning on? Well, I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Give him some praise. Woo! So when you realize that you've got the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the host of the armies on your side, you know that when he opened up his armory, the valiant, they fought and they waxed strong. He turned the flight of the aliens, hallelujah. The Bible says that if you resist the enemy, that he'll flee from you. You can put him on a flight if you want to, but the problem is some of you stay there and you play with it. Hallelujah. Somebody said if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. So what you want to do is you want to have God open up the armory and put the enemy on a flight. Give him some praise. Women receive their dead raised to life. Some folks don't believe God doing that no more. But I witnessed it just a couple months ago. Everybody know the testimony of my mom, how that when she fell out and she was not breathing, and by the time the paramedics had gotten there, my husband laid hands on her. Her breath began to be shallow as he was laying over her. God brought her back. God opened up his armory on my behalf. You know, when I was diagnosed with a deadly disease, you might be tired of hearing it, but this is my testimony. And you said on this morning that I got a testimony. I gotta tell somebody. So you might be tired of hearing it. In 14 days, my liver was supposed to fail. In 14 days, my kidneys were beginning to shut down. But I went into prayer and God restored the flow of blood right through my kidneys. Somebody said, he's the chief physician. Somebody said, he's an awesome God. Somebody said, he's a mighty God. He's a wonder in my soul. That's why I gotta thank him. That's why I gotta praise him. 14 days, fluid was supposed to build around my heart. 14 days, my brain was supposed to swell. Somebody say, but God. He opened up the armory, hallelujah. What's inside the armory, hallelujah. We won't ever know what God is capable of. I mean the depths of his awesomeness. The word of God says in Psalms 104 that he's so awesome that he clothed himself with light as a garment, that he stretches out the heavens, hallelujah, as a curtain, that he makes his angels, spirits, and his ministers a flaming fire. What a mighty God we serve. Woo. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? When God opened up his armory, God healed my sick son. When God opened up his armory, God healed me on 2 weeks ago. Went to have a just outpatient procedure. Didn't tell nobody, no big deal. But as I was laying there under the anesthesia, I began to hear the nurse say, Her heart rate is dropping. Her heart rate is dropping. She began to yell frantically. And I tried to speak, but I was so drugged up I couldn't speak. I wanted to say, no, I'm alive. I'm all right. I'm breathing. But she began to say, go get the doctor. Her heart rate is dropping. And just a couple months earlier, I was diagnosed with a heart condition. Then I was diagnosed with arthritis in the neck. So I can't move my arms sometimes. But I tell you one thing that God does for me. I say, Lord, I want you to do two things. Allow me to praise you. Don't let me lose my worship. Don't let me lose my praise. Allow me to take care of my family, and I will bear the pain because this too shall pass. God is going to get the glory. The Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous. And you know what? We look at some of the anointed old patriarchs and all the stuff they've been through, we just never know. But you look at their walk, you look at their anointing, you look at how they lay hands on people and they are healed. You look at how they find favor, not with men, hallelujah, because that's not what's so important, but favor with God. But you got to go through some things. And while you're going through, don't feel destitute. Don't feel like you're all alone, because he said, I promise never to leave you. No, will I forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. Give him some praise. So as I went back, I saw what was going on with Jeremiah and the people of Israel. And it says that they were in Jerusalem, they were in Babylon. He took them from Jerusalem. The Bible said Jerusalem, the studies say that Jerusalem is a place of peace. That's what it represented. So sometimes when we at ease in Zion, we don't want to praise him like we're supposed to. We don't want to worship like we're supposed to. We act like God owes us something. We don't want to lift him up and we don't want to magnify him at times. Yeah, we all been there, but you got to get oppressed because he can take you from Jerusalem and place you right in Babylon. Babylon is a place of affliction. Babylon is a place of unrest. Babylon is a place of trouble, a place of heartache, a place of misery. Babylon is a place of bondage and captivity. Then you'll really be bound all up. You ain't really gonna want to praise him then. You got your bills due, so you come, you don't want to pay no tithes. You got your trouble aching in your body and pain everywhere, so you really don't want to lift him up. You've been in captivity. But when you were in Jerusalem, when you had the opportunity, you ought to praise him. So what I need to do just to get you, hallelujah, up and praising him with me, I need my Judah foot stompers. Where's my Judah foot stompers? See, some of y'all don't know where I'm going, and that's all right. But hang with me. You'll catch on in a minute. Because Judah represents praise. So in Judah, we have some Judah foot stompers to my right. Come on and praise them. And so sometimes, you know, you have to invest the praise. Somebody call it praising him in advance. Somebody said on this morning, that's just what Bishop does. He prays him before the victory. So we have a wonderful example. I know you're going through. I know you may have some heartaches. I know you may feel burdened. But won't you go ahead and praise him? Go ahead and praise him in advance. Hallelujah. So what I need is this middle section. You're going to be my Judah hand clappers. Come on and give God a praise. So if you make this a habit, and you make this just your thing, somebody sing the song praise. It's just what I do. I can't help it. That's just who I am. If you somebody show hallelujah, I might just kick up a foot. I can't help it. If you say glory, I just might sway a little. Woo! I can't help it. That's why they said excuse me. Woo! If I'm just a little bit too loud, excuse me. If I happen to step on your baby toe while I'm giving them a praise, just excuse me while I praise the Lord. Come on, Judah hand clappers. walls of Jericho. The Bible said they marched around 7 days. And I believe you heard some loud foot stomping. Lord, quiet. And then on the last day, they said, I want you to do something. Before the walls come down, I want you to do what? Praise them in advance. But the scripture said they let out a loud shout. So to my left, my Judah praise us with a loud hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once again, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So as I said earlier, this is the atmosphere of deliverance. As I declared earlier, this is an atmosphere for blessings. Ain't much gonna go on if there ain't no praise. We preachers, we ain't trying to pump you up. Because you know what? The glory is due to God. We just want you to see what we see. As God delivers a word, if you can grasp to that word, if you can step out on faith and receive it, then you can be delivered. So on today, when we look at Luke chapter 17, it talked about they came to Jerusalem. And they keep on standing, We're getting there, Just bear with me for a second. It says here that in Jerusalem, they came in the midst of Samaria and in Galilee, and they entered into a certain village. And there came not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, but there were 10 lepers, the Bible says. And as there were 10 lepers, they stood afar off. But God said, don't stand so far off. I'm powerful. I can speak and you can be healed. Way in Atlanta, way in Connecticut. But God is saying, come a little closer. Get closer to me. When you want to be visited in, like in Jeremiah chapter 29, you got to get a little closer. Why don't you read a little bit more? Why don't you fast a little bit more? Why don't you give a little bit more? Because our relationship with God is through his word. Our relationship with God, he speaks to us through his word, but we speak to him in prayer. So if you don't have a prayer life, you're not really speaking to God. Do you have an attitude? Are you upset with God? The only time we don't speak to folk is when we kind of mad at them. So if you ain't mad with God, you don't have an attitude. Get into a prayer life. Commit your ways unto the Lord and allow God to visit you. Somebody shout glory. So come a little closer to God. Because we need him, hallelujah. Just like the harp panteth after the water brooks, so do we, our soul. There's a yearning way down on the inside. We just need him. More than water, more than food, hallelujah. We need Jesus. More than that paycheck, more than that nice car, more than that job, more than that relationship with your significant other. We need you, Lord. Somebody say, Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you.
Ooh. So when we go on a little first, they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, they said, Master, have mercy on us. That's what God wants to do today. You've been going through. You've been struggling. You've been enduring. Hallelujah. But you can ask Jesus. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody else say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I know in the Old Testament, they called him Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. They call him Emmanuel, God with us. They called him the Arm. They call him the Anointed One. They called him the Savior. They called him Wonderful. They called him Counselor. They called him the Great I Am, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright in the Morning Star. But when we go on, hallelujah, there is a name that's above every name. That name means Savior. Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Master. Jesus.
Jesus.
Master.
Jesus.
Master. Jesus. Master. See, because when you really want something from God, you're going to ask him an expectation. Because there's an expected end. You're going to be hoping for something. Even though the Bible says the hope deferred maketh the heart sick. That's why you're feeling the way you feel. That's why you get discouraged sometimes. That's natural. That's a natural flesh thing. But the word of God said, walk after the spirit. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't get discouraged. So when we go on, it said, and when they saw him, God took notice of them. And it said, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priest. Didn't touch him, just said, by faith. Go show yourself to the bishop. Go show yourself to the elder. And it says, and it came to pass that they were all cleansed. God don't do a job half done. He cleansed them all. And you wonder why others bless. The Bible says, he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. Somebody's blessed just because they live next door to you. Somebody's blessed just because they work in your place of employment. Somebody's blessed just because you're blessed. So when it says all of them, hallelujah, they may not have all deserved it. May all of them may not have been where they needed to be, but God blessed them all. And it says, and one of them, not one, two, three, not two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, but it says only one, when he took a look at himself. Whew, that's why the song says, when I look back over my life, and I think it over. All you have to do is just ponder it for just a moment. If you really took the time, just one of you, won't you just take a moment and just look back? You know what you used to be. You know how wicked you were. You know what a wretch undone you were. You know how unclean, how unholy, how unrighteous, how undeserving. We don't deserve these manifold blessings. We don't deserve to be filled with his Holy Ghost. But God, hallelujah, as they said, had mercy on them just because you asked. So it says, and they were all cleansed. One turned and saw he was healed. So he remembered. He turned back and he said, Lord, with a loud voice, he glorified God. This is where the worship and the praise come in. When you realize what God has really done for you, when you realize that God has really made a way out of no way, when you know that you were destitute, when you know that there was no hope, and that's why we talked about in Jeremiah that God had to get the children of Israel to that state. He had allowed this situation to come upon them so that they could really see what a good God they had. And while you are in Jerusalem, today we're in Guiding Light, 215 A Ivy Neck Road. While you're here, you might as well worship him. He's done great things, and he's worthy to be praised. The scripture says, he that is mighty has done unto me great things. And holy, and holy, and holy. What's his name? What's his name? So while we're here and you're in great expectation, I don't know what you need. I don't know what you're looking for. But while you're here, you ought to be like that one leper. He was all spotted. The Bible says if you had leprosy, you were white, hallelujah. And you were sometimes spotted, hallelujah. You had to leave your family, all your friends, all your kin folks, because you didn't want to infect them with this deadly disease. The Bible says that the study showed that sometimes when they wrapped themselves with clothing, it just clung to the flesh. And when they tried to take their clothes off, it would peel the skin right off. Say, help us, Lord. What a pitiful state to be in, hallelujah. So today, hallelujah, on this afternoon, why don't you give up my Judah foot stompers and give God a foot praise? See, praise does something for the atmosphere. Praise encourages people, especially the unsaved. Somebody said it's like a Holy Ghost lather. Just keep stomping those foot stomps. Keep stomping those foot. Stop the music for a moment. I just want to hear. I want to hear the raw version of praise. I want to hear the prayer version of praise. Hallelujah, just a foot stomp. Hallelujah. Now just go to my Judah hand clappers. Come on and give us a praise. Hallelujah. If you know God's been good to you, and you know he's worthy, and you know God has made ways out of nowhere, I don't want to make you praise him if you don't want to praise him. I don't want to make you feel like I got to muster you up to get you on a certain level. But if you know he's worthy, and you want to be like the stranger, that one stranger that turned back and said, look at me now. I look new. My feet do too. I gotta praise him. Because praise is him. Praise is what I do. Come on, musicians. Praise is what I do. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know, after you've been praising God for a long time, I'm 37 now, so I get tired a little bit. But y'all know I can holler, right? So when my feet get tired of stomping, and my hands, the muscles in your arm right here start getting a little weak, y'all know what you can do. You can open up your mouth with a loud shout, like they did to make the walls of Jericho come down. Go ahead and shout, hallelujah! Praise him. Shout, shout, shout. All right. Shout, shout, shout. Ah, I like that. Shout, shout, shout. Woo, high. Why don't you shout, shout, shout. Ah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praising him. So this is the atmosphere of praise. So this is the atmosphere of praise. This is where God wants to move. While you're encouraged, while your faith is where it needs to be, we've got the men and women of God willing to agree with you in the spirit realm to help you pull down those strongholds, to help you loose the yokes of iron. So why don't you come on up? Make a step of faith. Come on up. Come on up. You need a blessing. You need restoration. You need to be encouraged. You know you need to be strengthened. Everybody close your eyes, but keep on praising. I'm having you close your eyes because some folks worried about who looking at them. So far, some folks worried about what you gonna think. Some folks worried about what they gonna wonder what I did. But this is a personal relationship between you and God. If you want help, you know you've been praying. Maybe not 70 years, but it feels like 70 years. You know you've been fasting, not 70 years, but it feels like 70 years. Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you let God bless you? Why don't you come? Why don't you come and let God deliver? Why don't you come and let God strengthen? Why don't you come and let God renew your faith? Why don't you come? He promised, for he is a promise keeper. He is a way maker. He will provide for you. Hallelujah. And while you're coming, we're just going to praise him for a little while. While you're coming, whatever you need, God will supply. Whatever you need, God will make a way. Whatever you need, hallelujah. Thank you. Go down with her. Encourage her. Encourage her. Encourage her. Encourage your sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because praise is what we do. I don't have a choice. I've got to praise him. While I'm in the midst of the storm, I've got to praise him. While I'm way down in the valley, I still got to praise him. While I'm going through, I got to lift him up. I got to magnify. I've got to glorify. You've been wrestling like Jacob. Let it go. Let it go. And let God. Let God. Let God. Let God. God is in control. Let God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Remarks, may say them now. Remarks in the audience from the any advantage missionaries that we might have missed in the audience. Ella Daniel.
save it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Words from the missionaries and evangelists, starting with missionary Iris.